Stop letting people talk you out of your power.
How we build a movement that allows us to respond to all the names that people don't know.
People begin to think it's isolated. That's the problem. We're not angry enough.
This is Life After the Impact, a podcast for impacted families by impacted families that focuses on what happens after the media, the lawyers, and the activists are gone.
When the cameras are gone, people leave. We have to be there for each other.
Impacted families are left to face the loss of a loved one to police-sponsored violence. We will focus on their continued fight for justice and how you can get involved.
I tell families, you know, fight.
Everybody can do something that you don't have to sit home and feel helpless and hopeless.
We got to stop allowing people to talk us out of our power. That's the main thing. Can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go
ahead. My name is Roxanne Johnson, and this is Life After the Impact. My name is Roxanne Johnson. My son's name is Jamal Bird. He was killed October 1st, 2019, by DC Metropolitan Police. I'm here with my wonderful co-host. I'm so good to see you. It's so good to see you. How you doing?
What's up, Roxanne? It's been a long time, right? It's good to see you as well, you guys, and welcome back to Life After the Impact. My name is Atoya Benton, and I'm the mother of Xavier Hill. Xavier was killed January the 9th, 2021, at the age of 18 by two Virginia State Troopers. Those who are watching, who have been following us for about, I think, 3 years now, you guys know the last 2 years we have been focused more so on education and also taking care of yourself throughout the fight for justice. Mm-hmm. So I want to also welcome our guests tonight, because again, it's important to before we got started with this phone call, we're talking about, you know, just when we do this work and how sometimes we use an example of when you're running, but when you take a break to take care of yourself. So I guess tonight we're going to kind of go in depth with that about, you know, how you do so to the right for justice. Tansy, you want to give a brief introduction of who you are and who you represent, please?
I sure will. Thank you for having me, Latoya and Roxanne, and thank you for the work that you do, not only for your sons, but, you know, for all of our children and for literally everyone, right, to live safe in their body, in their homes, in their communities. My name is Tansy McNulty. I am the founder and CEO of 1 Million Madly Motivated Moms. We go by 1 in 4 for short, and we're committed to ending police violence in this country by the year 2038. That is 20 years to do some transformative work and save a lot of lives along the way. And early in this work, we learned that in order to come up with innovative, creative, and transformative solutions, we had to take care of ourselves, had to take care of our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And so we meet, we convene, we gather, and we take care of each other, ourselves, so that we can sustain this work, and so that one day we will be able to actually enjoy the fruits of our labor, be able to experience a state-sanctioned violence-free world and nation. So that's who we are as an organism. I'm so glad to be here to talk to y'all tonight.
Yeah, glad to have you. And Asia, could you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
I can. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for having me here. Thank you for what you do for the community members, our loved ones, for the fight, and for the peace as well. There's always juxtapositions everywhere. And keeping our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our emotions connected is a possibility, and it is necessary for us to transition wholly. So my name is Asia Sunrise Hawk. I am the founder and owner of Sunrise Seeker Services. This is a nutritionist business. I am also an energy healer. I host workshops for healthy living, and I also do individualized, customized body alignments. and treatment plans for families and groups so they can live wholly and also transition wholly and also give birth wholly.
Okay, that's wonderful. So let's get into this, right? We like LaToya said, we've been doing this podcast for 3 years. We've been in this fight, this particular type of fight. How long, LaToya? Almost five years, and me 6 years, right? And so you know, not even considering how it's taking a toll on us, you know, emotionally, right? Because we just keep going. Tell us what the importance of taking care of yourself holistically, how that plays a role in our ability to fight for justice. Either one of you can start.
Yeah, so taking care of yourself first, before it's even, you know, important for the work, it's important just for you. Like, you are a part of this. Like, you're living in this nation, in this world too, and you deserve the care that you give other people. You deserve the effort. Well, my friend says you do the same effort that you give other people. And so you want to also enjoy the life that you live. I believe in this work, sometimes it can be so heavy and so traumatic. It can feel like it is relentless, like absolutely relentless. And I consider myself, I stand with impacted families. I'm not directly impacted, like as not in my direct family. However, this type of harm impacts all of us, whether you want to admit it or not, whether you realize the physical, emotional, psychological trauma that is happening repeatedly. So we're our care and our taking care of ourselves holistically is first important for us. And then when we're in these healthy spaces, we're able to pour out, you know, from our overflow, giving from our cup, we're giving from what we have poured over, over the cup, right? So that we're not overextending ourselves. But I've seen so much where families who are working, people who are working toward accountability and justice for a loved one, like they have serious health concerns that happen within a short amount of time from that loved one being taken away. It's because they didn't really have time to grieve because they went straight to working. And our bodies, we have to be able to process and heal to have, you know, have the time for that. And so as we're working toward justice, I always say justice in quotes, accountability. I prefer accountability because none of this is true justice. Jamal's not here. Like, Xavier's not here. Like, so many people are not here. So I don't know what justice is, right? But accountability, we want to take care of ourselves for ourselves. Like, we deserve the same effort. Like, we're fighting these systems, we need to fight for. I got to fight for Sandy. I got to fight for Roxanne, Toya, Asia. We got to fight for us, for the health that, for us, because this is the only body we got. This is the only mind we got. Like, we're not, you know, this is what we have. So we've got to take care of what we have and who we are.
I like that, Tansy. That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense what you said, that this is the only bodies that we have. My mother always used to say, Asia, you got to take care of your feet. They're the only pair of feet that you have, you know? And I'm like, huh. So now that I'm older, I understand that. And when a loved one is taken from us, a family, it's not only taken from the family, it's taken from the whole community, whether we realize it or not. And then that loved one is also taken from the world, it seems like, wow, what happened here? And we do know in holistic wellness that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And there is an opportunity for us to realize what that reason is. But when we are in fight or flight, when we are in hypervigilance, or when we have a chronic illness, then it's really hard to pay attention to even the collateral beauty that happens behind the scenes of everything. And even when the loved one is taken from us, it is like a memory, a cellular memory to a historical trauma that many of us have faced as far as slavery goes, indentified servitude, and being on the platform or the stage as if we are chattel or we are pieces, artifacts in a museum that should be on the chopping block or up for sale. And so that cellular memory is triggered, then again, it's hard for us to focus and pay attention to what's happening. Cortisol levels spike. Our blood is rushing, the blood pressure increases, and whatever nutrients we are putting in our body or trying to put in our body is not being able to digest properly. And that creates more trauma to the liver, more trauma to the vital organs of the body. So having some of that been said, this is why it's so important for us to regulate our nervous system, regulate the brain, regulate our emotions. And we do that because we are here and we cannot change what has happened in the past. We can only change how we react to it. Mm-hmm. And you all are doing that. You all are changing the future, right? You all are hosting this podcast and fighting for justice, acknowledgement, and to be seen and heard, and fighting for the spirit of the world. So it's important to regulate our body, to take care of ourselves, so we can continue to honor our past as well as our future, because we have more to give here. There's so much more to give. And we need to be in our right minds to be able to give our gifts of the present. I think I went off on a tangent.
But that's cool. So how we do that?
Right. I just want to say that. Yeah, you know, you didn't say that, but like, what does that mean? You know, like, because again, someone watching this podcast might be like, you know, okay, hey, well, how do I find this balance in between the two? Like, you know, like what I'm trying to make sure that I, you know, don't lose focus. Or, and again, y'all, for the ones watching this podcast, don't get it confused, y'all. We're not saying just go up there, put your feet up and go on vacation. That's not that, right? It's once on a matter of how do you find that balance where you're not just taking from yourself. And I think I want to say part of that would be too, how do you get the culture to kind of go back into a setting of where we're just on a wave like that? Where, you know, like how do you begin thinking holistically from a perspective like that? How do you do that?
That's a really great question, the how is a little different for everybody. I will speak for me. What works for me when is the boundary setting. So I know that I can only give so much in a day. So setting up how much I can actually give and work and advocate in a day, and then the time that I cannot do that, and being okay with saying, hey, I can't be there. And don't even have to give a why. Just say, I can't be there. I can't do that. Am I going to come back to the work tomorrow or the next day? Absolutely. But right now, I only have 9 hours to give you today. And I got some more with my kids, and I got to sleep at some point. Like, you really have to have some firm boundaries and realize that those boundaries are not being selfish. It's literal self-preservation. If you notice that when you're in this work, that when certain people or things pop up and you get this tightness here, your heart starts to take off running and you get tight. That's going to have to be one of those new boundaries. Like, I can't watch so-and-so on my feet anymore. Let me mute them. Because I can't see it, because I'm having a physical reaction to this person or this thing. I'm going to have to pause that for a while and be okay with that. Like, it's okay to not see every single thing. It's okay to not know when something happens instantly either. I think we're so digitally connected, where we see things almost immediately. And we feel like we have to do something right then, or we have to react to it. We have to repost it. Sometimes you got to just sit for a minute.
Right.
You're like, I've given this 9 hours today. I'm going to sleep on this. if you're like me, I'm gonna pray about this. I'm gonna sit with it for a while. I'm gonna come back tomorrow, and I'll figure out something. I think we also get very overloaded thinking that we have to do it all too. There's a reason there are, what, 7 billion people in the world? It's 7.5. It's a lot of people in the world.
A lot of us.
Yeah, and even in the work that that we do to end, you know, police violence, there is not a lot. There's quite a few of us, and we know each other. And so there are things that I can do. There are things Tori can do. There, we all have like a little piece of the puzzle. I think when we start thinking that we are the Almighty, we have to do it all, we're really not showing much faith in our sister and our brother, who's also there to help you carry the weight. Mm-hmm. Also help there to help you run the race. This is literally a marathon. Like, we're passing the baton to each other. We can't sprint all the time. You can't sprint across country. You will not make it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to sprint. You got to pace yourself. You got to really trust the people beside you. But going back to what else you can do, those boundaries are important. Pausing is very important. Pausing to just, you know, pray or meditate. Think, sit, rest, and be still. I think we're so used to just move, like doing. And what they say, we're human beings, not human doings, but we're supposed to be. Like, give ourselves the space to be, to breathe, to pause, and not feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. Not feel bad if you're not at every single protest. Because you were at 7 last week. It's okay to miss one.
Yeah.
Your brother and sister, they don't understand it. Like, it is really, really okay. But yeah, the pause, the protecting your boundaries, the finding what brings you joy for what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Not joy for performing or joy even for someone else.
Uh-oh.
But something that genuinely brings you joy for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Please. Somebody in the comments.
My phone.
Tazzy, I think the Wi-Fi is cut off a little bit. There was a comment in here. Roxanne, could you see that at the bottom of the screen?
Yeah, it left. It came and it went. I couldn't see it. Yeah,
it is. It says in here, sometimes we want accountability so bad, we often bleed ourselves dry, giving so much of ourselves, often forgetting that this is a process. And that's coming from Brother Jimmy Hill. So, Asia, you want to go ahead and piggyback on that as well? You know, like he said again, you know, because he is right. You know, I think a lot of us, because you do try to think of everything you can do, right? And you try to be everything, right? And it's like, you know, hey, but Roxanne has a really good saying. I always get it confused. Roxanne, what's the saying about...
If everybody does something, and nobody has to do everything,
right?
Yeah, right. Everybody do a little, take a little piece. Just like Tansy was saying, if everybody take a little piece of the puzzle, right? Then everybody will be because what I heard you say was boundaries, balance, and learn to be still. See, because I do a little bit of transliteration sometimes. That's what I heard you say. You had it because you have to have balance. If you're not in balance, then you can't run a race. You're gonna fall and bust your head.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. That's true.
The H-O-W. How do we do it?
Yeah, how we doing that?
Balance and be still. Ooh, I like that. Okay. So first. And Tansy, Lady Tansy, you mentioned it as well. Prayer, meditation. How do we do it? How do I do it, Lord? Well, I don't know how we pray. We pray about it. Lord God will open up the pathways overnight with the kindness of our heart and with the deepest understanding and our open wisdom to receive the honest feedback from God. God will tell us what to do and how to do things. God, the universe, you know, whatever you call higher power or creator. And I would definitely say, too, from a nutritional perspective, take your vitamins. Yeah, drink your water, take the vitamins, breathe, take your minerals, you know. And certain vitamins should be matched with certain minerals. And minerals should be matched with certain food and certain fruit for proper absorption and digestion. And so seeing a nutritionist might help with that as well, but keeping in mind the change of seasons. Just like you all mentioned, like you were already protesting last week, you know, seven times. Last year, we're going into the winter months, to the winter season. Now we're talking about hibernation. And so this is not the time to go and do. Quiet is kept, right? It's not so popular in this society that we live in. We should go and always be productive and doing things and thinking ahead. But when we're thinking about the winter months, then we're thinking about the inner work. We're thinking about the cave, the cove, where we're just really sinking in deeper with ourselves for that new seed that will be planted, sowed, in the spring. There will be new fruit to bear in the spring and in the summer. So now the time is to drink the warm teas, for example. We have plenty of herbal product at a Sunrise Secret Services. So we're talking about mullein, for example. That's great for the nervous system. Excellent for men. Great for parts of women development. As well, excellent for the brain. We're talking about cinnamon and clove. You know, that will clean out the toxins of the lungs, the breathing pathways, and really open up, be receptive to God's word. So herbs have a spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional aspect to them. Just as we do too as humans, right? We're not talking about kicking our feet up and relaxing and disappearing. We're not just talking about doing one thing. We're talking about stacking our rituals, stacking our ways to be whole. That is holistic. That is wellness. And our whole self, spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional, need to be fed at different seasons. So it's up to us to understand which parts of us need to be fed in November, in December. And there are ways to figure that out. That's just simply going within, keeping a journal, seeing how you felt last year, how you felt last month, and understanding your sleep patterns. Oh, sleep is so important. When we're missing out on sleep, that can lead to chronic depression. Or chronic hypervigilance. You know, we don't want to create more issues for the body. Our bodies can heal themselves. So with proper sleep, proper diet, proper vitamin and mineral intake, then we can keep our bodies aligned and at a homeostasis point. And that will help us with the how. How do we protect our holistic wellness?
So I think in a sense, I also hear you say, there's a question here that says, ask an interview, what are some of the things you do? Okay, we'll get that question here in 1 second. I'll answer that 1 second here. I wanted to say this real fast to touch back on what you're saying, because I think what I'm hearing too is, when I'm probably going to say the order incorrectly. I've heard the saying of educate, mobilize, I think it's strategize or something to that effect, right? And when I hear what you're saying, I've gotten this new passion for growing plants, right? I know there's a certain season that where I cannot repot the plant because it's gonna die, because of how the season of, I don't care if the plant's inside or outside, how the environment is outside, but I repot it right now and the plant's gonna die. Because that's how the season works. Kind of our bodies are in the same notion. That's kind of how I'm hearing you say, right? The winter season is coming up right now. You can go outside and protest if you want to in the cold. I wouldn't necessarily say that's conducive to doing it, right? But you could also be at home right now, kind of also be building back what's going on in your body and still strategizing at the same time.
Yes.
Spring's approaching. Right? So the work you've done within the winter months or whatever, not that's going to come to a bloom when it comes to April or whatever, right? Almost like when the flowers bloom in the same source. Is that a kind of like a way to look at it in the same source. What'd you say?
Latoya, I'm just smiling. I have such a deep respect for you right now. You're just so calm, cool, and collected. Like, yes. yes, it's the exactly.
That makes sense, right?
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, so cause I think sometimes we got to put it like, you know, in simple terms for people, you know. So Jimmy's question, y'all, he's in the audience right now. Mel, could you throw it? There you go. I appreciate it. He asks an interview, what are some things you do when your tank is nearly empty or is empty? So I'm going to start off first because I think people think that I don't have, I don't know how to sit down sometimes, right? But I do. I love me a good nap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love me a good space heater, I love my feet up, and just I like for the TV to watch me, you know, and like that's just me. I don't like to, and I prefer to maybe like make sure the phone is not on. I like to be in like a super dark room, and that's to help, that helps me to like, and I don't answer the phone. Or I purposely will make sure the phone goes dead so that I will not plug it back up. So I can get like a couple of moments of like, because I think when I know the phone is still charged up, I can still look at it, I'll still be like, well, I'm checking real fast. So for me, I just try to like to shut like everything off for a little bit. I just go to sleep. So that's my answer for that. Roxanne, what do you do when your tank is totally empty?
Well, I mean, I first of all, not letting it get to empty is important. Preventative, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So being mindful to when you are getting near that point where you need to, you know, do something, sit down, be still, right? And having, like you said, having those things that you enjoy. See, we gotta understand that rest and finding your joy are radical things to do. They're revolutionary, because these mofos that's trying to drive us crazy think that they got an upper hand on us by this idea of distraction, distraction, distraction. So if you can discipline yourself enough, because I think it does require some discipline, especially in this the way society is now, to, like you say, I'm unplugging everything. But find a way to get some rest. You have to, you must, because we're working on finite energy. We don't have infinite energy. We have finite energy, and every so often we need to replenish that finite energy. That's what I do. Unplug, and I love. I'm part of the nap ministry too. I love to take me a nap. I love. There's nothing. Like a good nap when you wake up and you got a little something on you, you're like, that must have been a good nap.
Look, Tansy, before you answer that question, Roxanne, I like that you reiterated to not let your tank get to empty. Hey. I'm gonna go back to the example of, because we all got cars, right? Mm-hmm. That tank on empty on the road, you'll be pushing it. Right, so your body is the same way. You got to keep it in the same aspect of it, right? You know, and then for real, and if the body go empty, it might not be a matter of getting the charge back up. So I like how Roxanne said, don't let it get to the point where you get to empty. Tansy, why don't you answer that for us too as well? What do you do so that you do not become empty, or if you get to that point, how do you refill yourself?
Well, I tell you today. I tell you today, and Sister Roxanne can testify to this, a sound bath healing was just phenomenal. And you know what?
Oh, that was.
I didn't even know that, because it was a day of go, go, go. Tuesday for me. Mars rules Tuesday. And Mars is a planet that is like go, go, go. In short. And so that's how the energy that I was in, that sound bath healing in the middle of the day, like knocked me out. I had to pull away from my computers.
Amazing.
And lie down and just take it all in. So one of the practices that I do is breath work. I'm also a certified breathologist, and breath work is just woo amazing because it really helps with a better digestive flow. It helps with flattening out the stomach, and it's just a great exercise. Who really needs the gym when you're practicing breath work, right? So a practice that I like to do is just a four-part breath, which is inhaling in for four counts, holding the breath, and then releasing the breath slowly for seven counts. And I've seen different variations of it. You can hold it for four, breathe for eight, you know. But so really, and doing this three rounds, four rounds, inhaling, holding the breath, and exhaling very slowly. And that helps to regulate my system and keep me at a great state during the days and the weeks. I'd love to hear what Tansy has to say.
Yeah, so I, breath work, absolutely, completely agree. Like it is transformative, like it is, it's amazing. But back also to Brother Jimmy's question about, you know, what do you do when it's almost empty, right? So just on this call a few minutes ago when I was speaking, it looked like the internet was going out. That was my do not disturb coming on my phone. I have my phone programmed at 9:30 on the dot to like shut everything, no text come through, no phone calls, unless you're on like the very short list. So I didn't even remember I had that. But like set up the things around you to let you know what you need. Mm-hmm. I just set that up in the last year where I shut everything down at 9:30. But that's because a couple of years ago I was in the ER, blood pressure was spiking. I've been in the ER a couple of times in this word. Wow. For my blood pressure to breaking out in hives. And I was like, what is going on? It's like you don't have any boundaries. You're working. Whenever someone texts you or calls you, you're like, yep, okay, I'm gonna do no. So when I mentioned early 9 hours all I got for you today, or 10 hours all I got for you today. I put that, my phone knows, our other team members know, it's on my calendar, 9:30, give it to God, go to sleep, Tansy, in green. So I have to highlight, I got to color code everything, you know, that's just how my mind works. 9:30, give it to God, go to sleep. And yeah. So I did that though, because I had crashed out and I was on fumes and wasn't enjoying life in the work that I was called. I know I was called to do this work, but you're called to do a portion of the work. Not all of it.
That's right. So what we kind of just said, you know, Michelle said that if everyone would start doing, you know, some of the work, you know, we wouldn't have to do all of the work. This goes back to, again, I'm gonna keep throwing all the examples in here because as we're on this phone call right now, Roxanne gets on me almost daily about my phone being charged up, right? Majority of us walk around here with cell phones, iPads, earbuds, all those things, right? And most of us, we will go out and get a phone charger. We'll get one for the car. We'll get one for the house. We'll get one for the job, right? And we make sure that phone stay charged up because God forbid that you disconnect from the world. You got to keep your body in the same kind of aspect, right? So that, Jimmy, it goes back to your question again, because if that phone go dead, you be going to search for that charger to go plug it up because Lord forbid you miss a phone call. So you got to treat your body in the same kind of aspect when it comes back to taking vitamins. I wasn't a real true fan of the whole therapy thing. Again, Roxanne knows that. But again, that's part of what I learned too. That's part of you getting over that and taking care of yourself, right? So again, it's how do you take care of yourself? Because what might look like me taking care of myself might not look the same for Tansy. It might be different for Roxanne. But I think what I'm hearing on this phone call is find some kind of balance and make sure at some point in time you are at least taking care of yourself.
Yeah. And you know, I would say stress. This thing called stress is a silent killer. You know, we got people 30 somethings now having heart attacks, having, issues with hypertension, having issues that are stress related. It's a silent killer. And the other thing I would say, because the worst thing, one of the thing that gets my goats is when people say, oh, well, you can handle, you're a strong Black woman. Well, just because you're strong enough to do it don't mean you should do it, right? And I abhor that because I feel like it's a way of people actually putting an expectation on you that is unreasonable. So as part of the recovery group of the Strong Black Women Club, we meet on Thursdays from 12 to 12:15. Yeah, don't do that to people. Don't do that to people. Don't say that to, because it makes you feel like, oh, I gotta do this now, right? It's another, you know, way of creating unhealthy boundaries as well. So
I'm gonna say this too, and I also think too, it again goes back to culture conditioning, because we are conditioned to fight through our pain versus us saying, you know, hey, like Tansy said, nah, at this point in time, that's it for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing in the towel, or better yet, Tag somebody in. Yeah, tag your teammate in. You know what I'm saying? Let them do the overnight shift. You go to bed. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think that's very important. You gotta like network in so that you're not doing all the work at the same time. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
And I think we also,
go ahead, Tansy, go ahead.
I was just gonna say with the strong black woman, like that's rooted in racism too. Like they literally did medical tests on us to try to prove that we didn't feel pain.
Okay.
Wouldn't give us any type of anesthesia. They don't need it. They're strong. We want to be soft too.
That's right.
I'm strong to survive. I gotta do this. I don't want to do this type of stuff.
You're feminine. We have feminine energy. We have divine feminine energy. Listen,
yes.
It's a viral video on TikTok right now going around. This girl who's been, she's in the ER, and she's in labor. She is in labor. She's telling this nurse, you can tell the girl in labor. And the nurse is kind of just typing in her little thing, and she asking her about her blood pressure and all this other stupid shit. And the girl is just screaming. She's screaming. She's in pain, right? And this lady is sitting here just ignoring this girl. She's a black lady, you know, and it's like the world, you know, we can't keep allowing people. The lady got fired because of like, you know, the community was like, you know, hey, you can't keep treating people like that. That whole thing of, because, you know, we can't take that kind of pain. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. And we have to hold other people accountable, and we have to hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm going to say that 100%. One more time for people in the back. We have to hold other people accountable, but we must hold each other accountable.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
That's right. That's right.
And speaking of pain, sometimes the pain is generational. Mm-hmm. And to our brother's question, sometimes just yelling and screaming and just shaking it out, getting it out any type of way you can, going to a forest or a park and literally yelling in the pillow, not being afraid to do the ees and ahs, because so long our voices, and this is my personal testimony, speaking up and using my voice is a feat, you know, for me, but I know it's generational as well. So not being able to read or write, not being able to get an education. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this stuff isn't really happening now, but it's still in our blood, it's in our veins, it's in our bones. And so when trauma, when tragedy, when chaos happens, all of that is triggered. Mm-hmm. And so in the moment, just be like a child. Sometimes children just yell and scream, and it's like, okay, it's okay. Right? We don't tell them to be quiet. Sometimes, you know, we let them get it out. Mm-hmm. We have inner children as well. And we have the pain, the energy. There we go. Energy that needs to be released. Mm-hmm. So practicing that. Great.
And I think all the people actually understand how much, I think it goes back to when I mentioned stress earlier. Mm-hmm. When you have a lot of all that bad energy stored up in you versus, you know, and I think Tansy was at an event and she was teaching us the breathing exercise, mm-hmm. and how to just kind of like let some of that, I call it like nasty air, you know, let that nasty air go up out of your system. But I think a lot of us, we feel like, you know, harping onto that, you harbor on the things like that, that breaks the body down. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out a way to filter the body out and filter those things out so that you can, again, y'all, those watching this podcast, do not think we're telling you all to This is not a kick your feet up session by no means at all. We're trying to figure out a way of to reiterate the point of this conversation. It's finding the balance in the two. Right? It's finding balance in the work. You can still create boundaries. That don't mean you got to be nasty to people and, you know, it don't mean none of that by no means at all. It just more so means of how do you create boundaries where you're still able to keep yourself fueled and still giving back to your community at a healthy level. Mm-hmm. Coming into this holiday season, it is hard for some of us who know, you know, you're going to have someone who's missing from the table. But, you know, again, how do you find a healthy balance where you don't necessarily hibernate too much and go into that depressive state that you can't come out of, where you can bloom in the springtime, you know? How do you find a balance within between those things when doing the holidays? How do you find a balance when holidays come up when you're not using the holidays as an excuse to become impaired by the holidays that you cannot continue doing the work, you know? But how do you still find that balance where you're still taking care of yourself at the same time?
And that, like you said, that nasty energy, that negative energy that resides inside of us is very toxic. It's very toxic and can create dis-ease, what we know is dis-ease, right? Because of its toxicity, right? And so, you know, when we work on it, I feel like the more we work inwardly, right? When I'm showing up and I'm in a space with lovely people like you all, then I'm, because I'm treating myself with respect and care and concern, I'm going to treat other people the same way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to also say too, you guys, keep in mind too, what Matt, I said earlier, the healing or whatever you want to call it, because I'm not going to say healing, because I feel like as long as we're living in a toxic world, it's going to be very hard for people, for us to quote unquote heal per se, because the whole world around us is still like chaotic, right? Mm-hmm. But how do you still, what might look like healing for me, that might not be the same for Roxanne or for the next person, right? Mm-hmm. But I think again, we got to get to, again, this goes back to getting to a certain kind of balance where you're still doing it from a healthy level, where you're again still taking care of yourself, but still taking care of those around you at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And know yourself. Know thyself.
Right.
For me in this moment. Just ask the body, what do you need right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that. Asia is my nutritionist. She told me to drink water. I'm telling you, it changed my life. I mean, I know I should be drinking water, right? Because you need it. But then when she's like, no, you need to drink more water. I'm like, oh. It's like, duh. But it has changed my life. I mean, yeah, I can't even tell you, right? I also got some other stuff from her. But yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying, you can just start from small things just that, right?
A little thing like that.
Yeah, you don't got to go do the whole full 6 mile run. No. Just water, drink water. And I think about the game, this goes back to like football. You know, we watch the games and stuff on Sundays, on Mondays, but during the inner time, those dudes are training. They're training, they're in the weight room, they're getting conditioned so that on Sundays and Mondays they can go and perform well. Mm-hmm. Again, this goes back to taking care of our body. What are you doing? You can go protest 7 days a week, that's fine. But are you spending some of that point of time conditioning so that you can go out there and protest, you know? And I think we're kind of getting to like that kind of season where we see people are, we come, like you said earlier, we watch the news, and depending on what's on the news, we become so reactive to it that we don't take a second to pause and say, you know, hey, well, let me strategize first while I go ahead and hop out in these streets, right? You know, because, you know, at the rate they're killing us, you might be in the streets every single day, but can your body actually take that for real and you're really actually being healthy for yourself and the community?
That's right. That's right. And we don't need any more martyrs. We have enough. We don't need any more. We don't need any of that. We need everybody to be healthy and strong and well. That's what we need.
Right.
Yeah. All right. You got any closing thoughts for us today, Tansy? I could keep talking about this all night, but.
A lot of thoughts. Find joy in the chaos. We know what's going on in our world, but there is always something to be joyful and grateful about. Whether it's, you know, watching your child run, if you or you just learned the new line dance, find that joy. Find that joy and hold on to it. Also, don't forget what you've already done. I think we have the shortest memory sometimes of things that we've already accomplished, especially going into this holiday season. You know, with, you know, it can be heavy and stressful, but remember what you've done this year, despite and amidst all the stuff happening since earlier this year in the last, you know, 10, 11 months. You still accomplished a lot. So hold on to what you have already done and remember what you've already done and find joy and laughter in the midst of the chaos. Laugh hard. I'm talking belly laughs, tears in your eyes. Make sure tears hit your eyes for joy and not always in sorrow.
Yes, yes. What say you, Asia? Do you have any parting thoughts for us?
Along with that, what Sister Tansy said, y'all light a candle. Celebrate the joys, talk about the good times as well. Talk about how good God is, not how crazy this world is. And talk about what you have done today, yesterday, last week. Yeah, guess what I did? I went to a sound bath healing today. And Sister Roxanne can talk about it too.
It's incredible.
I treated my body so well. All right, but really though, just a quick practice, as you all were talking about releasing the toxic air. I've heard it related to like stale breath, but I like that toxic breath, toxic air as well. Just inhale and then exhale forcefully. Inhale, exhale, force it.
Like that.
One more time, inhale. And when you exhale, squeeze everything.
Right. That kind of felt good.
Morning, in the a.m. and at night. Just a quick exercise to do.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to say this too for y'all who are listening too as well. What I've learned through this process, two things. One, it's okay to not be okay. And that's okay, right? Yeah. But it's also okay to find some kind of joy within life. Grief can be a very tolling process, but it's also okay to also be okay with still living life. I think a lot of us with grief, we live with that whole sense of like, we're still here and our loved ones are not here, but we got to also think about the joy that still comes within the life center of that and our memories too. So sometimes it's not, you know, you don't got to be okay all the time, but don't just sit there on the ground, makes you still get up, you know, figure out what makes you. Figure out what recharges you, right? But don't get down to 0% either, because once you're down to zero, it takes a longer time for the charge to come back up. Mm-hmm. So like Roxanne said, when you start feeling yourself feeling a little out of place or whatever, whatnot, that's when you, like Tansy said, you kind of sit there and you be still and make sure you take your breaths. She just gave you guys breathing exercises as far as what you can do to kind of help recharge yourself, to kind of get back and recenter yourself. But find out what works best for you to find out and be balancing the fight. It's winter time is coming around right now. We can strategize right now and then wait, you know, when springtime comes and the bloom comes, right? But how are we strategizing right now during these cold winter months? Roxanne, you want to piggyback on that?
Yeah, and I just will add to say that, you know, what we're talking about is, you know, having holistic wellness is revolutionary.
Right.
Finding joy is resistance in this fight that we're doing, because people don't want you to be joyful. They want you to stay, you know, on the ground. But just like air, you keep rising, because that's what you're supposed to do. But in order to do that, you have to have the right tools. You have to have the right tools, and you have to use the tools to do it, right? So we gave you some tools. And definitely you follow up with these sisters so you can get some more tools, right?
But yeah, speaking of tools, before we even go, Mel, please display Tansy's website. If you guys want to get in contact, I'm not sure if we had a website for you as well. We have one that we can display as well. It's important to have resources. You know, it's important to know where you can go to look for these tools at for further education. Mel, do you have her website available to show on screen? There we go.
Yep. Yep. There's the website to 1M4. And at the top in the middle, you'll see the right response directory. And that is for if you or your loved one or someone you see in the streets have a mental health emergency, it's over 250 response teams across the country who can respond in person without centering police. So you get a care-centered response and not a carceral harmful response. And so we are trying our best to make sure people get the right response to their emergencies.
Great.
And that one's there. And we also have a resource directory put together with therapists to help you find a low to no cost therapist that we have on our site as well, on our link tree.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Asia, how do they get in touch with you?
Wow. So my website is asunriseseeker.services. asunriseseeker.services. And I have YouTube, asunriseseekerservices. And I don't know why I don't know how I didn't give you my website, Sister Roxanne. That's okay, next time. Mm-hmm. And yes, oh, there it is. Yeah, so we have different consultations. So under holistic assessments, we cater to the individual understanding who you are, why you are, what you are. So if you would like to know more about practices, vitamins, minerals, herbs, diet, exercises are right specifically for you, then we have four different types of assessments to choose from. But yeah, we look at your eyes, your hands, we take your analysis, blood pressure, we look at medical astrology as well to cater a treatment package for you. So it's really great for people who don't want to take medication forever, who want to supplement their medication with natural vitamins and herbs and holistic wellness.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank y'all. Keep on doing what you're doing, because we need this. We're here. This is the time.
Yes. We're
at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing. And we're practicing revolutionary rest.
That's right.
It's a wonderful thing. They won't know what's coming.
Nope.
It'll be good night. So we got to take care of ourselves. We're doing it. Thank you.
Right.
That's and you
right.
guys, we'll put it on our website as well, too, so you guys can follow up with these two resources, because that's going to be important. So we'll also attach it to our website on our Facebook page and our social pages as well. Be sure to follow. I know Tans is on Facebook. She's on Facebook and on Instagram. Be sure to follow that page, share it to sharing resources is super important because it's helping us to network. So be sure, if you didn't hear this episode from the beginning, you can watch it on any of your podcast platforms. That's you great. Can also still donate to Life After the Impact. We're still building our legal defense fund as well. This is our, I would say, our hibernation season in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. As far as we want to see the things bloom later on, because it is time to still strategize. Roxanne, before you close up, you guys be sure to look out for us. I think it's next week, we'll be having a town hall discussion about December 2nd. We'll be our town hall discussion on what is your civic duty. So be sure to look out for that as well. Roxanne, any other closing statements before we wrap this thing up?
Oh, I think I'm very clear I got my marching orders.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Look, y'all, take care of yourselves. It's the only you got. Okay. And we need you. We need all of y'all for this fight. We need all of y'all to be well for this fight. Okay. Until next time, this has been Life After the Impact. Get involved. Good night.
Everybody can do something that you don't have to sit home and feel helpless and hopeless.
We gotta stop loud people talking about our power. That's the main thing. Life can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We didn't have.